The pre-game interview.
Saturday night football, GMHBA Stadium looking an absolute picture, and in about 10 minutes from now, the Joel Selwood stand is going to be officially opened. But before he goes down there, we've been able to get the man himself, the four-time premiership star, premiership skipper, 355 games. The accolades, if we roll on, that will take up all our interview time, so we better just talk to him. Skipper, welcome, congratulations, and great to have you on K-Rock Footy again.
Yes, back on, Key, and great to be here, and as they're coming in, it's got a great feel about it. So there is a bit happening tonight, but geez, we just hope the Cats get off to a good start and get this season rolling for them.
What's it been like in the, I think now probably 3 months since you've known? How have you, I suppose, dealt with the accolade? And I think the phrase you've used quite a bit is blown away.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. And a little bit longer for me. It was last February that I got taken up into the boardroom of Geelong Footy Club, and the club had been in contact with the trust, you know, just across from us. And it was something that I was not even thinking that was on the radar or anything like that. You know, a boy that just come to work for 16 years, loved what I did, seems a bit crazy. I mean, I was a big part of the naming of the other stands. We went after, you know, as a collective, we thought it was important, the player stands, the premiership stand. Probably have a look at it, and it's, you know, the legend stand sits probably comfortable with it, but the trust had other ideas, which it does blow me away.
Joel, have you had any of your teammates maybe ask if they could have a little section like the sort of Tom Hawkins buffet or the, you know, the Sarge Chambers urinal?
This might not surprise you, but Stevie Johnson was the first one to, I said, maybe the staircase, Stephen, for you, but I'm not sure he even gets that. He's got to keep behaving, and we'll see if that gets by.
You just mentioned there too, I mean, it all started, and you being a Geelong supporter too, which is, yep, you know, absolutely unbelievable. And how have you found, you know, you've had some time out of footy now, and the one part of your game that was, you had lots of good parts, but you were super competitive. How have you found that, not having that competitive, just even at training, you know, game day, obviously, but how have you found that? I imagine it'd be a difficult transition for somebody who loved that part of the footy.
Yeah, well, it hasn't for some reason, Benny. I can't tell you exactly why, because I thought I was going to struggle myself, to be honest. You know, right until the day that I finished, it was everything was a bull at a gate, and then once I finished, I don't know. I think of the last picture on that last day of September back in 2022, and I maybe took a really big deep breath and said, okay, I knew that I don't need to take it to those limits anymore. But it's easy saying that. It's harder doing it. And I've been okay so far. I haven't needed the social basketball or, you know, a netball side to join. But
don't join Moons' side.
Well, no. I definitely won't be doing that. The behaviour that those boys carry on with, I'm not signing up to that. But even like a local footy game or that nothing's on the agenda. You know, my time was, I really appreciate, but it's up to the other guys now to do what they need to do.
So did the fans. Can I ask you too about Connor O'Sullivan with the number 14? How did that come about? Did the club come to you, or did you say, look, I'd love to give this to somebody? How did it all sort of unfold? Because it's, you know, really significant for the young fella.
Yeah, well, out of respect, they did, which they didn't need to do. Like, I would have always loved it to be passed on, and even sat a little bit uncomfortable with it being out of the game last year. So this, you know, the sport that we play, it just, like, I think that I had it as you own the jumper, you own the, for the period of time, but then you pass it on, and I couldn't be happier. I haven't been down at the footy club. I've seen little of Connor's game, but I'm hearing a lot of good things, and we're going to see him for a long, long time.
I was just going to say, before Jace jumps in, have you found it, you know, slightly difficult how close or how not close to be to your former teammates, or is it you just embrace it? Or how does that work?
Well, they were good early, calling me, checking in, see if I was okay. And, a few of them have forgot my number now, all been moved back in the phone order. But it's good to see them, you know, just going about their business. I think what I've found this preseason is that I'm hearing less from them, maybe because I'm a little bit more away from them, but because they've been at work. So I expect a pretty strong showing this first part of the season.
Joel, you were talking about you found out in February last year. What was the process to be able to tell some other people, like your lovely wife and your parents and your brothers, who are both, well, the ones that we know are, you know, reptiles. But apart from that, you know, like what was the process that was able to go through that for you?
Well, my wife found out straight away, and then I sort of drip fed it over the course of a year, because it was from there. I sort of didn't really know until October, November, what the go was. So I sort of just put it on the back burner. I remember being in the car driving past with Troy, and I said, oh, geez, it's going up well, and, you know, what do you reckon they'll call it? And he's like, oh, nah, no idea. He probably couldn't give it. I won't finish that off. I'm not swearing on K-Rock anymore. But, then he started to care, which was nice once I told him. So
that's good.
It's funny how it works out. But all very proud. But I, to be honest, I left it till the, you know, that last bit until I actually knew. Obviously, I had to go back through the state government. They worked it all out. Then I drip fed it to a couple of the boys that obviously helped me along the way. So, that was special.
The fatherhood looks like it's fun for you. I've seen a few photos here and there, and first birthday celebrations, Tomahawk hanging around as usual, and Mitch Duncan and a few others.
Yes, no, where food is, they usually find their way, especially with multiple kids, those boys. But, little Joey's, what is he now? Just over one. So, probably people are wanting to know what sort of talent he's showing. Not showing much at all, to be honest, Eddie. But we've got a bit of work to do. But he's enjoying life. He's a bit of a reptile, so we'll look forward to him just growing and being a normal boy.
Nice. Job at the AFL, bit of Channel 7 work. Is that all that is for you this year? Because obviously we're here with the Cats last year, some Melbourne Storm stuff. Is that where we'll just see you this year?
Just the two. Play Dad too at some stage throughout the week, which is really important, and then scratch myself the next part. So it's, and to be honest, it's been a full book to start the year. So I've just got to make sure that I am doing a good job of what I've got my head down at.
The Australian cricket coach is here tonight. Are you going to try and get on another little tour?
Just had a chat to him.
World Cup in the West Indies and USA?
I did see the schedule. to be honest, when I had a quick chat to him leaving the game, he told me the schedule that he had coming up. It's absolutely spooked me. And it wasn't, you know, there was no job on hand at the time or anything like that. But it was one that I'm not sure how many times he slept in the bed in the last 365 days, but it hasn't been many.
He managed to miss the St. Pat's picnic last night, so he's obviously doing something. He's probably playing golf, I would have thought. Just putting your footy hat on for a second, Joel, what did you make of the Cats last year, and what are your thoughts heading into a new season tonight?
Yeah, well, I thought the season come on them really quick last year, obviously playing so late. And then you get into it, lost confidence a little bit early with, you know, the way that they were playing at the back of 2022, and then, you know, you get hit by three sides. And people say the Gold Coast one hurts in that first three rounds. Well, they're maybe the hardest, you know, test in the business early on in the season. Fit, hot up there. So it was a bit of a struggle, and then they just couldn't get the confidence back. On the back of that, there was injuries galore, and injuries to key players too. So found them limping for long periods of the year, couldn't get their groove on. Then they would give us a little sort of shake at, you know, 2 weeks in a row, and you're like, okay, now they'll kick into gear. But they were just a bit bruised and battered, and we saw that with the amount of surgeries at the end of last year. But it's given them time to freshen up, and we'll see where they land.
And nice sprinkling. I mean, Cat fans have been blessed following this team for a long period of time, but nice tonight to see, you know, some younger kids, Jai Clark, Ollie Dempsey, a few others sprinkled in, young fellas who, you know, it's great, I think, fans following careers. You know, Sean Manor's not a young player, but he's a first-year player, and, you know, I'm sure Geelong fans will come tonight looking forward to seeing some young players play.
Yeah, they will, as they always do. You know, we were getting kicked out, us old boys, as the journey went on, but it's always exciting, those new guys that are coming through, and I heard one piece of the coach throughout the week, and it was, you know, they're ready, which was nice to hear. Those, you think of, you know, Tanner Bruin, and been in here for 18 months now. Ollie Henry, Max Holmes has been longer, Sam De Koning, and the list goes on. You know, it's going to be an exciting place to be. I look forward to seeing Jai Clark go around, obviously. Going to be a little bull in the morning. much of the makeup of Tommy Atkins, so we're going to have a few favourites.
Joel, we're going to let you go because you need to be down at ground level in a couple of minutes.
Better get going.
For this official opening. We really appreciate you taking the time. We know you've got a hectic schedule with Seven and obviously this opening tonight, but you've been a great supporter of ours since 2007 and great to have just a few minutes of your time to reflect on your wonderful career, but a wonderful honour. Congratulations. Perfect. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Cheers.
The pre-game interview.